Okay, now what's another word for Sunday?
The Sabbath day.
What does that mean?
Well, to me, it will mean the day of worship.
Okay. If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you usually say as a greeting?
Good morning.
Okay. Part of the day before noon, what do you usually call that? That part of the day that's before noon.
Right before noon?
Uh-huh.
Morning.
Okay, now that part of the day that's before supper.
The afternoon.
Okay. What do you say when you leave people? What kind of greeting?
Usually goodbye.
Okay. Is there something that you usually say when you meet people?
Oh, hello, good day.
Okay. What do you call that part of the day after supper?
Evening.
Okay, you ever call anything else?
Well, it could be night. It depends on when you eat supper.
Okay. What would you say when you were saying, what would you say when you're saying goodbye when you're leaving someone's house at night?
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the farm, you started work before daylight. You say that you started to work before
sun up.
Okay. Now, this is about the parts of speech. What time did the sun come up this morning? You would say
the sun rose.
Okay. Now, you say, but suppose you want to ask me, how would you use it in the presence, in the present tense?
What time did the sun rise?
Okay. If he worked until the sun went out of sight, he had worked until
sunset.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Today is Monday, but Sunday was
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we say the day before today is called
yesterday.
Okay. If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you say he came here
a week ago.
Okay. He's going to leave next Sunday. A week beyond Sunday would be what?
Next Sunday.
Okay. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed
about a half a month, 15 days.
Okay, do you ever call that, is that anything that you ever call that?
Well, I've heard it called fortnight.
Okay, but you don't use that too
much? No.
Okay. Monday is today. Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
Now, on my wrist I have a
watch.
Mm-hmm. Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30.
Okay. Do you ever say that any other kind of way?
No.
Okay. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
Okay. You might say, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
Mm-hmm. If a child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he is
3 years old.
Mm-hmm. If something happened on this